Yoo-hoo. Oh, yoo-hoo, sir.
Huh?
Sir?
Hi. Did you call me?
Yes, hi. I just moved here for work. Oh, my timing is terrible, though. I'm sorry we had to meet each other this way. With this dang virus, I just haven't been able to go around and introduce myself in the neighborhood. All I've been doing is getting in my car and driving around, going absolutely nowhere.
Right. That's some crappy luck. I'm sorry.
I haven't seen you around. I thought my neighbor, you, were out of town or something.
Nah, I've been around. But I have a home office, so I've been in the basement ever since the stay-at-home order. It's been so nasty out anyway. The sun's finally come out today, so I thought I'd try to get a dose of vitamin D.
Oh, yeah? What do you do? Oh, sorry. That's kind of forward.
Oh, no worries. Nothing illegal. I'm a coder.
Oh, gotcha.
How about you?
I write for a content site. We've all been working from home for the past weeks, too. It's gonna feel weird to wear pants again one day. Or a bra, for that matter. Oh, sorry. We're mostly women in my company, so it's kind of a running joke.
Okay then. I get that. At my work, mostly guys, we joke about how weird it's gonna be not to be able to rub one out whenever we feel like it. Oh, shit. That's kind of crude. I'm sorry. Haven't talked to a real live person in a while.
Oh, that's fine. That's funny, actually. It's probably true for many of us. Anyway, I was hoping you could help me. While you were napping, the Yellow Pages people dropped off my new phone book. But naturally, they flung it into your yard. Do you mind pushing it over to me? I just didn't want to get into your space. You know, the 6 feet apart thing. And the Wi-Fi people can't get out here to install my internet because of the virus and all. I mean, I do have mobile data, but I don't want to eat into my plan. I just need to make a list of the local handymen for some things around the house that need fixing. Well, for when we're back to normal, that is.
Okay, sure. I'm sorry to be kicking this over to you. It feels rude, but we can't come within 6 feet of each other, so you probably want to wipe off that plastic pouch it's in with disinfectant too, you know, before you open it. Who knows whose hands have been all over it?
Thanks. Isn't it crazy, though, that they're still printing these phone books? It's not like we can't get any kind of information we need online now. Then again, I am grateful to have it right now. Given that I can't even get Wi-Fi installed for the foreseeable future, my company's gonna kill me when they see my mobile bill.
Yeah, it does seem wasteful, doesn't it? All that wood pulp and ink, and all the heavy-duty plastic pouches that can't even be recycled. But you know what? My parents look forward to their new phone book every year. My mom does this insane thing where she transfers her post-it notes from the old phone book to the new phone book.
Oh my god, that's adorable.
Right, adorable. And don't get me started. When a favorite business of hers that used to be on the right side and is now on the left side, and vice versa, it puts her out for the entire day.
Oh god, can't you just compile a list and print it out for her? That's nuts.
Oh, believe me, I've offered. She won't have it. She likes her handwritten notes. And not just that. She also amuses herself with checking whether the phone book knows if someone has moved or, you know, if someone has kicked the bucket. Yeah, I know.
So, is the weather down here nice enough to lay out most of the season? I just moved from up north, and up there we can lay out for, like, 5 weeks out of the year, tops.
Oh, yeah. From early April to early October, pretty much. You're liable to see me walk around in my yard half naked. Well, not really, but you know.
Oh, I don't mind. Well, maybe I'll give you an eyeful and wash my car in my bikini sometime, mister. I'm kind of kidding there. That's like a myth, you know, where I'm from. Washing your car in your driveway in your bathing suit. Well, first of all, I've never had a driveway. And second of all, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's like every guy's fantasy right there. Wait, you're messing with me, aren't you?
Yes. No. Depends. I'm sorry. I've been housebound too long. I think we all have cabin fever. And me with no internet to watch stuff.
Oh yeah? You watch a lot of movies? No better time for it than now.
Yeah, movies. And, well, you know, other online entertainment. What can I say? I'm a single girl.
Right. I think I know what you mean.
What? No, not that. I mean, sometimes that. But, okay, I can't believe I'm telling my new neighbor this, but you're going to find out later anyway, because I can get pretty loud. I have, like, a long-distance friend with benefits, and we get together online sometimes. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I just told you that. This house arrest thing is chipping away at my social boundaries big time.
Nothing wrong with that. So, since you brought it up, what do you guys do? Like, mutual masturbation kind of thing?
Yes, like, you know, I might do a strip tease for him, enjoying his reaction. Or sometimes he'll do one for me and I'll cheer him on. Or I might put on a show for him, you know, with my toys, that kind of thing. And then we'll finish off just watching each other, you know, appreciating.
Wow, okay. I mean, that sounds totally normal, but somehow the fact that you're sharing it with me is kind of far out.
Anyway, I can't believe I'm being so indiscreet just moments after meeting you. See what happens when we unplug? Well, the point is, I can't be doing that as often as I might with no damn Wi-Fi, neighbor.
Well, I don't mind sharing my login credentials with you, you know, to tide you over and all. I mean, for your work and whatever else.
Oh, wow, that is so nice of you to offer. I might take you up on that. Definitely for work, though. I wouldn't want to eat up your bandwidth for my, personal projects.
Oh, not to worry. With what I do, let's just say I have a pretty fat plan.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. Well, what can I do for you in return? I mean, I would offer a hot dish or some baked goods, but I can't cook or bake to save my life. Literally. I need to learn. I've mostly ordered out from where I used to live, so...
Oh, I'm sure we'll think of something.
Say, your swim trunks are looking kind of tight there, sir.
Yeah, sorry. You know how visual us guys are. Your story about your friend with benefits kind of got me going. I don't mean to perv on you, though. I can go back inside.
Oh, no, not at all. You're pretty easy on the eyes, if I may say so. Anyway, based on my little story, you have to know I do like to watch.
Oh, yeah? So you don't mind if I put my hand on it?
Oh, that would be hot. Please do put your hand on it. Would you like me to sit back on my lounger, too, and do the same?
Yes, please. Maybe you can act out what you do with your friend with benefits sometimes. We can call that my recompense for sharing my credentials if you want.
That would be my pleasure. I am a little bit of an exhibitionist. A little show and tell behind the hedges, eh, neighbor?
Sounds awesome. The perks of working from home. Can I ask you to pull up your t-shirt? Yeah, just to there. Perfect. I love the sweet curve of that underboob. And maybe lower your yoga pants. Yeah, just to above your knees. God, that's so hot.
Of course, and you too, neighbor. How about you undo those trunks and slide them south? Very nice.
Fuck. You're hot. Spread those milky thighs a little for me. Ah, fuck. I can see how wet you are from here. This 6 feet apart shit is killing me.
Yes, it is tantalizing, isn't it? I kind of love it, though. I can just see that shiny dot of pre-cum all the way from here.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, though, that's one of my favorite things. Watching a guy work his cock. And while his eyes lock with mine, so hot. Tell me, neighbor, what might you do if we didn't have to keep 6 feet apart?
I'd bury my face between those legs of yours is what. Fuck. I bet you taste so damn good.
Here, let me have a taste for you.
Oh, yeah, taste it.
Yep.
Oh, fuck. Yummy. Play with your pussy for me. Yeah. I want to see how you make yourself come.
Are you taking notes, mister? well, for starters, my clit needs attention the entire time.
Oh, yeah, look at you.
It already feels so swollen under my fingertips here.
Oh, fuck. Fuck, I wish I could press my tongue on that.
And here, let me pull my knees in. Yeah. And my legs a little to the side so you can see from the back. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, I love just slipping one, two fingers in my other hand in like this. Or maybe one finger in.
Oh, yeah.
And then one fingertip massaging my back door.
Oh, hell, I love that. I can just imagine how creamy you must feel. Fuck. Yeah.
Oh. So good. Yeah, work your cock. I love that. Yes. Oh, God. Love it. Oh, it's so hot. Oh, shit. I'm going to come. I haven't been able to in a few days. You don't mind, do you? Yeah, are you close? Oh, yeah, I love having my fingers in both holes when I come home.
I'm coming. Oh, God. Yeah. Fuck. Nice to meet you, neighbor.
Yes. Nice to meet you too, neighbor.
Look, I'll paper airplane my Wi-Fi info over to you in a bit. Maybe we can play inside online soon.
Okay. It's a date.
Fuck yes.